This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Debbie talking about all the evidence they've accumulated about UFOs, to backtrack a little bit, you got interested in the subject real young, you say. Did you have any experiences when you were young that led you in this direction?
I had a very brilliant night sky, even daytime sky, by grade school all the way through my freshman year of high school. I grew up in Safford, Arizona, at the foot of what we called the Graham Mountain. Now it's called Mount Graham, and the Vatican has a telescope up there that's nicknamed Lucifer.
Hold it.
What?
The Vatican has a telescope called Lucifer?
That's what the initials spell. The Vatican does have a telescope on Mount Graham. You can look it up. And the initials for the whole name of this telescope spell out Lucifer.
You know, this reminds me of the crazy TV show Evil, where, I don't know if you've ever seen it, from Robert and Michelle King. And it gets into some pretty wacky stuff. This might serve to be an introduction. Oh, they've got strange creatures running around there. That's why it's called Lucifer. I'm making it up.
No, my question is, why does the Vatican need a telescope? And they've got one in Rome, too, but this one's better. The sky isn't really good in Rome because of smog and whatnot. This is their best telescope. But if you can go back through history, back through the Bible, they talk about looking at the stars. The Vatican has had a telescope forever. What are they looking at? I guess maybe that's their hobby, but they spent a whole lot of money on it. But the sky was so great. During the day, we could see Venus during the day. I remember that. At nighttime, the sky, I used to just sneak out of the house at night and crawl up the sidewall and lay on our garage roof and look up at the stars. And then, of course, I grew up with Star Trek and Lost in Space and all of that, too. And I guess I was a dreamer. I would look up and just dream and wonder what was out there. And one thing led to another. I started out a trekker.
I wanted to bring this up. You started out as a trekker.
Yes.
Do you remember which Star Trek film featured Captain Kirk saying, "What does God need with a starship?"
Yeah. I just heard that again somewhere, and I used to know all that. I used to know Klingon, too, but it's been so long since I've spoken, I don't remember it anymore.
Thank heavens. No, I'll tell you. I'm not going to keep you in suspense. It's the one and only film that William Shatner directed, Star Trek V, I believe, The Final Frontier. And we had Spock's half-brother, played by, and this is trivia beyond belief, an actor named Lawrence Luckinbill. And let me take you back to who Lawrence Luckinbill is. He's married to Lucy Arnaz, Lucille Ball's daughter. Now, the reason we have a Star Trek is because it first came to Desilu Studios, run by Lucille Ball, and she basically greenlit Star Trek. They did two pilots before it sold, and we can thank Lucille Ball for Star Trek, and now we have the man who would be her son-in-law playing Spock's half-brother in a Star Trek film.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, Gene Roddenberry got a lot of his script just by talking to the neighbor lady. I don't know what went on with his neighbor, but she had an insight into something. He got a lot of the scripts just from some of her experiences. I've met all of them, Shatner, all of them. I tell you, when he went up into space, I had a tear in my eye. I thought, oh my gosh, he finally made it. I was immediately on there buying the T-shirt and a replica of the ship and everything else. I thought Shatner finally went into space. If he can do it at 90, we all can.
To think how few of the original cast is still here. Walter Koenig is here. George Takei is still here. Nichelle Nichols left us just some weeks back. That's about it from the original cast.
Bless his heart, James Doohan, I guess, actually went into space before Shatner. They took his ashes up on one of the space shuttles and dropped him off into space.
I met him at a Star Trek convention in Philadelphia, and I asked him a question. Now, think about the meaning of this. At the time, we're talking about, 10 years after Star Trek left the air. And I said, do an imitation of a 70-year-old Scotty. And he does it, not realizing at that time that when he was 70, he'd still be playing that character.
Yeah, it went on a lot longer. The original series was only 3 years, and they didn't think it was all that good. And look at how many movies came from it. Yeah, that's, you know, I like that more than, I have to say, than Star Trek. I mean, Star Wars, because just from Star Wars, it was a lot about wars and fighting, and the other was more about peace and getting along with other worlds, and that's what I used to dream. I want to go out there. I want to fly into space, and the closest I've come was in my birthday in January, I went skydiving for the first time. I was tandem skydiving, but I actually, that was kind of like flying in space a little bit. We dropped from 10,000 feet. That's as close as I've got so far.
You never got into the other Star Trek shows, Deep Space Nine, Next Generation, Voyager. What about the new stuff?
The very newest now? No, it's, I haven't gotten into any of that. I've been so occupied with reality, I got away. I did originally back then all of that. Oh, sure. I've got the posters, autograph posters and books and all the way through to Deep Space Nine. And then I went on to MUFON. I mean, so I kind of moved on to more of reality, trying to catch the dream from a different direction.
You know, just one thing, you should look at Star Trek Strange New Worlds. It's on Paramount Plus in the U.S. because it's a throwback to the original series. And the guy who plays Spock, Ethan Peck, is movie royalty. His grandfather was Gregory Peck. And he makes a really, really good Spock. So I'd recommend it if you're willing to invest in yet another streaming service.
Well, if I can get it on a Fire Stick, that's been the hardest. I just barely got to see Alaska Triangle that I did that 2-3 years ago. And I think it was Roswell. I can't remember the name of it. Not revisited, but they went back and did photo analysis, video analysis, and voice analysis to find out who was telling the truth and who is not. And they're both on Discovery Plus, which I can get with a Fire Stick. But a lot of the other ones, you have to have a service, one of the TV services, and I don't at this time.
Yes, you can get Paramount Plus on a Fire Stick, so far as I can determine.
Cool. I'll have to try that.
Then you'll hopefully get stuck with it. Boom, boom, boom. Well, I want to get into serious stuff here. Now, we'll get into more of the underwater research and everything else. Do you ever explore UFO abductions? I know we had Kathleen Martin on a few weeks ago on the Paracast. She's been on the show a number of times. And I wondered if this is anything that you've looked into.
I've looked into there's a few that are underwater abductees. Betty Hill actually she said something about how she had a dream that she was someplace underwater. And then there was Linda Porter, and she was taken, she said, off California coast at the age of 15 to some base underwater. Filiberto Cardenas. I think that's another one out of California that claimed he was out of Florida. He was out of Florida, and he was taken to a base that was underwater. And so there are a few of them out there that have reported that when they were taken, they ended up underwater. Great hiding place.
We've got Debbie and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is how we do every day. We keep running. And if you want to come and text them,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I think Tim Swartz sounds like he's underwater, but then I'll be going like that. And I don't want to talk like that because that sounds totally stupid and this is a serious radio show. So instead of being taken in a spaceship, they're taken to some water location?
They were abducted and taken to a spaceship that ended up underwater. The ones that I mentioned, all of the stories that they told were that when they woke up, that somehow they were informed that they were underwater. A couple of them in California, one in Florida. So there's bases, which we've always suspected off of Catalina Island anyway, with all that's been going on there. Gosh, they've had sightings just forever. They, 1947, I think it was the 7th and the 8th of July, when the whole Roswell thing was going down, they were having sightings over Catalina Island. There's a lot more people that end up underwater than they actually know. Because they're taking these people on craft. Where are they going? They're being abducted. Where's these craft going anyway? Are they hovering right over the top of their apartment building or their home or their subdivision? Are they going off in space and circling around Saturn a few rounds around Saturn and then bringing them back?
That sounds like Howard Menger.
Where are they going? And I thought, maybe they're going up and, you know, these are what you see, these craft that you hear the reports of things coming in and out of the water. They can have abductees in them. You know, like, what do you do with them? I know Travis Walton had said that when he was taken, when he escaped out of there, he told me that he ran into this big room and there were other craft inside there. So he wasn't, I don't think, on a craft anymore. I think he was on some kind of a base. He just thought he was on a craft. Was it a large mothership? And where was it? No one reported seeing it on radar or anything. Maybe it was underwater.
Now, there's a theory on the part of some people here that UFO abductions, they're not remembering what really happened. It may be an implanted memory. I don't know. And the other thing here, and I'll bring you out the red herring, I think I mentioned it to Kathleen a couple of times, and that is we have looked into material. In fact, we had a long article in the Paracast newsletter about it from Red Pill Junkia, very popular paranormal blogger, suggesting the relationship between UFO abductions and near-death experiences in the sense of being taken somewhere strange.
I could say all of the above could be true. When we talk about UFOs, we talk about aliens and alien races, there isn't one. We're categorizing everything under one race, and that's why we're not ever going to solve this. Well, we know that there are the Nordics, and there's the taller and shorter grays. There's the insectoids. There's the reptilians, and probably many more races. But I mean, those are the main ones, just those right there. Who's to say they all have the same agenda? We don't think they came all from the same place. Maybe everything that everybody believes is true depending on which race.
But you're also making the point here that you believe that all UFO sightings are accurately reported. Where beings are discussed in connection with the UFO, those beings are accurately described. And there are such beings. There are insectoids. There are Nordics, whatever. The ones like Howard Menger allegedly talked to. The point being here is that is what makes the UFO mystery so strange, because people like John Keel and Jacques Vallée looked into it and found a lot of less than conventionally physical stuff.
Well, I know for one, like again, I said, I spoke with Travis Walton. I think he saw 3 different races on the ship that he was on. And I still believe that you can have maybe one race that's abducting people, their memory is completely wiped. Maybe another one is when you're looking at something, your mind is manipulated. And I believe that happens more than people believe, because I'll have someone, 2 different witnesses that'll describe the same sighting, but they saw 2 different things. I saw this alien. Elma said, no, I saw this very large owl, and someone else saw something else. I think their mind, in a way, is being manipulated, too, but I don't believe every race does that. There's at least one race out there that doesn't erase your memory. They manipulate your memory. And then there's probably another race or another type of abduction where people are remembering everything. I was surprised at some of the, you know, I'll talk to witnesses. They say, we don't know what happened, but this is what happened. We remember it all, and maybe they're not supposed to. Then a lot of them don't remember, but then it's coming back in regression therapy. It's really complicated when it comes to abductions and that type of thing, and what's done with our memories and how we're manipulated. That's why I leave that to Kathy Martin She's the expert in that, and I'm the expert in craft sightings and water, and I know a little bit about everything you have to, and all I can do is research and speculate and listen to people like Kathy when she does her presentations and try and learn as much as I can. But firsthand knowledge of MUFON, just an example, when we get a case where there's someone who believes that they've been abducted, we advise them to go on the MUFON website and file an experiencer report. So that one goes to a whole team of people that are experts in that can help them through that and, you know, direct them to what they need and take their information, and they know the questions to ask. And then the other type of reports come to me, and then I assign them to people in my state that are investigators that investigate sighting reports.
Now, the important thing here is you make it clear that they, whatever they are, can mess with our minds. So that would make suspect almost any description of a UFO entity, because they could be messing with us.
Well, maybe an entity, maybe or maybe not. Like I said, there's several different races. I'm sure a lot of this is true depending on the race of alien. It's the same thing with craft and the way they react. And I have people say, well, are they hiding underwater? Are they hiding in mountains? Are they on the moon? Are they on Mars? Where are they? I said, maybe all of the above. We don't know. We know we have reports of all this. We have, as far as the abductees, that is so complicated that they have specialists in MUFON that know the questions, and they can sort that out. And you know, whether or not they've even had an experience or their mind has been manipulated or they've even been abducted. But I know not for a fact, but just from talking to Kathleen Martin, and I did get a chance to meet Betty Hill before she passed, and Betty and Barney Hill were abducted and they remembered it. So there you go right there. Travis Walton, too. Travis Walton remembers all that. I spoke with him.
We did feature Travis Walton on the Paracast a few years back with one of our other co-hosts, Chris O'Brien, and he seemed like a pretty sincere, straightforward guy. I mean, there are questions and things surrounding it that are worth exploration, but again, we have no idea what really happened to him except what he remembers. And again, if the memories are messed up, he's perfectly honest about describing thus and so the entities he met, but who knows what really happened. We've got so much more to talk about with Debbie, Jean, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The potential for a radiation leak near the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is getting the attention of both the Ukrainians and Russians. It's Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Residents near it are being given iodine tablets in case there is a radiation exposure. But Leon Zizel, president of the European Nuclear Society, told Canada's Global News that things aren't as grim.
All this is kind of a fear-mongering, and both sides need the electricity. So that's the reason that the plant is still there and operating.
The plant was knocked offline temporarily on Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has declared an emergency after a massive fire erupted in the southwestern part of her state. The Rum Creek Fire in Josephine County has reached 4,700 acres, according to her office. Evacuation warnings have been put into place by the county sheriff. This is USA Radio News. Have you driven a Ford lately? It will cost you more next year for one model.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for a flood. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase their patrols to protect property. Facebook's parent company reached a tentative settlement in a lawsuit accusing it of feeding its users information to a firm that supported former President Trump's 2016 campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I think Tim Swartz wants to be a hobbit.
I won't go there. Won't go there, Gene.
He may have already been there.
Been there and back.
Tim, you had a few questions.
The discussion before the break is really, I think, what makes this whole phenomena so fascinating is because there's no easy explanation. You know, I mean, there is this idea of possible, you know, mind manipulation, or that we're dealing with various extraterrestrial races, or, you know, even creatures that are from this planet, but have remained hidden from us for, you know, as long as we've been here. And I love a mystery, and this is, I think, one of the grandest mysteries that mankind has to face.
Well, you mentioned, are they here, too? Which I thought was really interesting, that I was watching Lou Elizondo, but I've also met, he was talking, I think it was December, he was in the UK, and the last question they asked him was, where do you think they come from? And he said, what makes you think they've come from someplace else? Which brought to mind that in Russia, there's beings underwater. Lake Baikal is a little bit over 4,900 feet deep. It's got wildlife, marine life that's native just to that lake. In 1982, there were 7 Russian divers that are the equivalent of maybe our Navy SEALs, and they were training in this lake. They were at 165 feet, which is a tech dive. Recreational divers like me, our limit's supposed to be 130. These divers went down. They're at 165 feet, and naturally it's very, very dark, and they would have had to have flashlights. And can you imagine that they come up upon these 4 aliens, 10 foot tall? They had helmets on, but no dive gear, no tank or anything. They had a white, silvery, like a skin suit on and a helmet. There were 3 in the back and 1 to the front. These aliens were 10 foot tall, around 10, they said 10 foot tall. So naturally, they would do like anybody else. They backed off and went to the surface, which is scary, though, when you think about it, because at 165 feet, they had to have, depending on how long they were down there, maybe an hour or so, or if not more, of safety stop before they went to the surface. Even at 100 feet, when you're down there for maybe 30 minutes, so you've always got, you know, like a 10-minute safety stop of some type. I just always make sure and do 10 minutes. Times it says you have to do less. We're in the water knowing there's aliens down there. Did their safety stop, went out, talked to their officials, and they said, well, we want you to go back. So after a couple days, they sent these 7 divers back down there with a net, decided they were going to try and catch these, at least one of these 4 aliens. And when they came up on them, they threw the net over, tried to throw the net over the first one, and it put its hand, which naturally they found them again, it put its hand straight out, and it shot all 7 of these divers from 165 feet right to the surface.
Ooh.
3 of them died immediately. They immediately died. 4 were severely injured. They were taken to where they had decompression chambers. They had 2 decompression chambers, supposed to be 1 diver per chamber, and one of the chambers was broke, so they stuffed all 4 of them in the 1 chamber, and it ended up one of them lived. So after that, there was no more diving training, at least, in Lake Baikal. But that's not the only sighting. Well, A couple years later, I did more research on it. 1984, there was an article in a Russian newspaper about giant swimmers in the Baltic Sea. There was a submarine, a Soviet nuclear sub, at 1,300 feet and saw these swimming by. And then again in 1990 in the Black Sea, there was a Russian hunter. He was a diver, but he was hunting sharks, and he was at 250 feet deep, and he saw some of these 10-foot tall aliens. All the same, they had on a helmet, no dive gear, silver suits, 10 feet tall. There's even a report that in Russia there was in a cave they found bones, 10-foot tall bones in a cave. This is why I, after reading this and I did more research, the name of my book was going to be something totally different. And I thought, they're here. I mean, and that put me back a little bit. I started doing more research into it and found out how many times underwater, how many places things have a history of coming in and out of. And then I even went back to the Bible, St. James Version, and my gosh, we were being visited back then if you look at some of the descriptions. So some of them may be here, some of them may have been here longer than us. But there are beings here, and there's a lot of reports on them. A lot of this is just being hidden by the public, but if you do the research, it's out there.
Have you ever looked into the theories of breakaway civilizations?
Not really.
This is another civilization that exists, coexists with ours, whether it was derived from our civilization or consists of separate beings or people, I wouldn't say, but there is a way, I guess, to assume that maybe it's related to UFOs, and that plus some trickery, mind trickery, may create a lot of what's going on.
Well, what about Bigfoot? You know, you've got Bigfoot, you've got the abominable snowman, you've got Yeti, there's white fur, black fur, brown fur, reddish brown fur, all different parts of the world these things are showing up. Some people say they come interdimensionally. I don't know if they just haven't been really good at hiding, and they've been here as long as us. There aren't a whole lot of them left, apparently. I don't really investigate that, but that's another, I mean, what are those? You know, there's a lot of questions, and unfortunately, very few answers. But I know that, you know, like I said, Bigfoot has been around forever. We've got these 10-foot tall aliens in the Baltic. How deep do we have to, I mean, there's several miles. There's ocean that is several miles deep in different, you know, California. There's the trench off of Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. We don't even know what's down there. There's species of fish, maybe some type of life. I don't know. I mean, you know, a life that, you know, with thinking, somebody, intelligent life that's down that deep, that's been here. Maybe they decided, we don't know, the cycle of the earth, maybe when back thousands of years ago or so, when there might have been a cycle in the Earth where everything froze over, you know, like it's the Ice Age. Well, maybe they went down there and survived underwater. We can go on and on and on to speculate, but I know that we have unidentified beings that are here on this planet, and they're hiding from us, but they're here, and they've been here for a long time.
You look at a number of ancient civilizations and their creation stories, and you see a lot of similarities with mythologies of a human or a god or whatever they would want to call it that emerges from the ocean or the waters to convey information, how to, you know, the beginnings of civilization, especially, you know, Middle East, Asian, Indian countries, all have very similar mythologies along those lines.
They do. I've found reports from Japan, where there was a girl that came in on the 1800s, and she came in on some type of a craft that wasn't a boat, and she stayed for a while. Her skin was real pale. There is a couple different stories with that. Some of them said they put her back on the boat and put her back out to sea. Another one said they put the boat or the craft or wasn't natural, pushed it back out to sea, and that she stayed there and lived with them.
We've got more with Debbie and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack.
I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So many stories, Debbie, about individuals who are a little bit different than us. They come and visit, they stay, they leave throughout history.
I guess, like I said, you go back through that we've been visited. It's kind of funny. If you decide to go back and look at passages of the Bible, I'm sure that whatever religion, I happen to be Christian. I went back through the Bible. You can find stories that go all the way back through time. How long the Sumerian, the Zechariah Sitchin, he found the giant stone that talked about the alien beings back there. One that I wanted to read real quick. It's Zechariah. This came from the St. James Bible that said, "Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll, the length thereof is 20 cubits, and the beneath thereof 10 cubits. A roll, what, a tic-tac? He saw a tic, one of what we're calling now a tic-tac. I figured out what cubits were. This thing was 15 by 30 foot. This is back in the Bible, they were seeing tic-tacs. And it's amazing if you do the research and figure out that some of this stuff has just been going on for centuries. It was just referred to as something else or just there and just, I guess people just don't pay that much attention to it. I don't know. It takes researchers to go back and find all this and put it all together. And I had 20 years of it and started looking through, and I had to stop at one point. It was driving me crazy. I decided that in April of 2020, I had spent 20 years of gathering information on water. And if I died of COVID, it was a lost 20 years of my life. So I decided to just, it was almost an obsession trying to get it all into a book, which I'd never written a book before. Thank goodness for my publisher, Margie Kay. She helped me through, at least gave me an outline on how to do all this. But I just kept writing and writing. And the more I got into it, I thought, oh, my goodness, it was just the information out there, getting it together. And I just had little passages, a little bit of everything, because it would have been, 12 inches thick had I put whole stories like Shag Harbor and Pensacola and, Catalina Island and so many of the things that are going at Puerto Rico. There's so much out there in water, and there's so much more to see and so much more to hear about. But it amazed me. And the more I realized, you know, just like what I just told you, I thought, have they been here? Are they here? Are they colonizing our earth? Or, at what point are you not a visitor? I think if you're in your place, if you settle down and you rent a house and you're there for 2 weeks, you're considered a resident. They're not residents. They're not visitors. We've been calling these aliens visitors. They're residents. They've been here for centuries.
We're the visitors.
Maybe. There's someone else that just said that we originally came from Mars. And I wonder, there's supposedly pyramids. I mean, Richard Hoagland had pictures of pyramids. We know there's a face on Mars. There's pyramids. We got pyramids here. Makes you wonder.
Now, that's a name I haven't heard from in a long time, Richard Hoagland.
I research everything.
I think it's fair to say also, though, that Richard Hoagland's stories do not always add up, because there are legitimate logical reasons to explain why a particular formation may seem like a face, but it really isn't. And then again, why would such a thing be even built in such a ragged form?
I looked into that way back years and years ago, and the original face that was seen when NASA came back and tried to explain it, if you look down and to the right, there's another face that's pretty much almost destroyed. And I think they tried to pawn that off to us and saying, well, there it is. No, it was the first one that we all saw. What about the pyramids? They're lined up the same way. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of fun to think maybe some of us came from Mars. When I applied for my dive master, let's see, yeah, it was my dive master certification with Patty. I took the test and everything, and then they said country of origin. I put Mars just for fun. They were amused. It took me about 2 months to get my certification card. I had to reapply. Some people don't have a really good sense of humor when it comes to that type of thing, but I thought it was funny at the time.
You're my kind of person there. I might have done something just as foolish. There was a book out many years ago called The Sky People by Brinsley Lepore Trench. And part of the theorizing, this is an ancient astronaut book, was moving the Garden of Eden to Mars.
Oh, that would really work. From what I'm understanding, we're trying to go to Mars, but I'm hearing more and more of the science aspect of this, and there's supposed to be a lot of radiation. And this isn't like the moon. They might have gone by now, except they're trying to figure out a way to get past the radiation. From what I've been reading scientifically, even if humans went underground at a considerable depth, they might still be affected by radiation. I'm going to read into that a little bit more. There was a speaker that was out years ago that pointed out one section. I think it was what used to be, it looked like a sea. But it was, it's a dry area. And he said that the radiation there was really high. His theory was that there was an atomic blast that caused the extinction, maybe blew off part of the atmosphere, all of the atmosphere of Mars. A lot of people with a lot of theories, but I'm hearing more and more about that, how exciting to be able to go to Mars. And then there's scientists going, nah, have you checked into that? There's radiation. I don't know.
Yeah, that was Dr. Jim Brandenburg.
Yeah.
Who has been on the Paracast before. And, I mean, he based his theory on the fact that, and I can't remember what the radioactive isotope is that was discovered on Mars, but it's not an isotope that occurs in nature. It can only occur in the event of a nuclear blast.
Yeah, I saw him speak, and that was pretty remarkable. He had it all proved out. Showed even where you could see the what looked like a blast area. Pretty amazing. I just tell everybody, go to as many conferences as you can, watch and listen to as many podcasts like this one in particular as you can. It's out there. All the information is out there. And the more you listen to, the more you see, the more you learn. The more books, I love books. I've got a whole big library here. But the information is out there. People need to take their cell phones and put them down for a little bit. You see, everybody, they got those two thumbs going. I thought, oh, there's a whole world out there. Maybe that's why the pictures aren't coming up. Nobody's looking up anymore. I make sure that I call everybody I know and say, okay, International Space Station is going to go right over us tonight. And I'm calling all my family members and hollering to the neighbors and saying, look up, look up. And I have some of my friends now, they come up to me and they go, look, I caught it on video. We need a new awareness, a new excitement about our skies. And when NASA stopped the shuttle program, I think we lost a lot of that.
You know, when you talk about people looking down at their phones, when I was a child, my mother said, look both ways when you cross the street. Okay? Safety. These days, adults don't look both ways or anyway. They look at their smartphone and their thumbs are going and they could be smashed to smithereens and not be aware of any danger till it's too late.
I just have a vision of all these people in their 40s with carpal tunnel.
You know what? I've been typing for, 60 years now. I'm 3,000 years old. I don't want to tell you that. I've been typing for 60 years, seriously, more than that. I don't have carpal tunnel.
Oh, I got it from a car accident, but they repaired it, so I don't have it anymore either. That accident was, in my 30s.
In my case, maybe I learned how to type properly. I remember I asked my mother, who was a clerk typist, when we brought home a typewriter. I said, how do you do this? And she showed me. And maybe I learned the right thing. One of the good things my mom taught me. Debbie, Jean, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.